panguwa yekuti tinge tiri mimba yavo.
To talk about his word.
Tichitaura nezveshoko ravo.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zita rashe ngarirumbidzwe.
Shall we stand for a scripture reading?
Tisimuke tiverenge gwaro.
Brother Innocent also did and continued to do a good job.
Ama Innocent vanoramba vachiita uye vaita basa rakanaka.
And you know, we thank God by his mercy, otherwise he would be a DJ, eh?
Tingadai tiri kubhawa.
You know, the grace of God is so deep.
Anyasha dzamwari dzakadzama.
No wonder why we say amazing grace.
Ndosaka tichiti tsitsi dzinoshamisa.
How sweet the sound
dzinotapira zvakadi
that saved a wretch like me.
Dzakaponesa munhu anga akaita seni.
I can never thank God enough for his amazing grace.
Handimbofa ndakakwanisa kutenda Mwari zvakakwana netsitsi dzavo dzinoshamisa.
Isaiah 49:15.
Isaiah 49:15.
Can a woman forget her sucking child?
Amai vangakanganwa here mwana wavo ari pamukaka?
That she should not have compassion on the son of a womb.
Kuti atadze kunzwira tsitsi mwana akabva mumimba yake.
Yeah, they may forget.
Wongo vanogona kukanganwa.
Yet will I not forget thee.
Asi ini handikukanganwei.
Even if we can close with a word of prayer.
Kunyange kana tikachivhara hedu nemunamato.
This is such a consolation to you.
Aiwa inyaradzo yakadiko iyi.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Sara shengari kudzwe.
You may take your seats.
Garai zvenyu pasi.
Today we just want to go slow.
Nasi tudango famba hedu pore pore.
Not the go slow, you know, it rang into my mind as well to say, you know, at the workplaces when people go slow, they'll be protesting.
Kwete go slow inotaurwa yekumabasa kana vanhu vachinyunyuta pamwe nekuda kwemari dzavari kuwana.
But we just want to, yeah, the Lord willing, not to be so fast.
Ishe kana vakatendera tisoda kuti timhanye kana kukurumidza.
Today the world is celebrating what is commonly believed as Mother's Day. I believe that too.
Nasi pasi rose vari kupemberera kana kurangarira zuva rakasarudzwa kunzi rive zuva rana amai.
Though the prophet teaches us to say we don't celebrate it only once a year, but we do it 365 days a year.
Kunyange muprofita wedu akatidzidzisa kuti hatingorangarira amai zuva rimwe chete, asi tinozviita izvi zuva rimwe nerimwe ratinorarama.
But we want to thank whoever was inspired to say today is Mother's Day, because indeed we are going to appreciate our mothers.
Asi toda kutenda iye akazvifunga kuti zuva ranhasi sarudzwe kunzi rezuva rana amai nekuti nhasi uno tichavarangarira nekuvatenda.
We want to acknowledge the mothers that God gave us.
Toda kuyemura ana amai vatakapuwa naMwari.
We want to say you are special.
Toda kuti makakosha.
And you mean a lot to us.
Uye makatikoshera zvikuru.
I'm sure you saw little Rachel when she was crying here.
Ndotenda maona Rachelo mudiki achichema.
The touch of a mother.
Kabatiro kamai.
Mother is a special breed.
Amai ime mhando yakakosha yechisikwa.
You know, the prophet says even if you hit a child,
Profetana kuti kunyange kana ukarova mwana,
goes to mommy.
Anenda kuna amai.
Normally they don't go to daddy.
Kazhinji havamhanyire kuna baba.
They go to mommy.
Vanoenda kuna amai.
But I understand also mommy, you know, she is the one who gives a lot of spanking, but surprisingly baby goes to that mother too.
Asi chinoshamisa chacho ndechekuti ana amai vavo ndo vanonyanya kurova vana neshamo asi mwana anoramba achimhanya kwavari.
It's a special breed.
Aiwa, chisikwa chakakosha.
In fact, God created man in his own image. He created Adam.
Adam.
And Adam had both the feminine and the masculine spirit within him.
Adam,
and then God pulled out a rib from Adam. And created Eve. And then this feminine spirit was pulled out of a man. And that's why we see our sisters, you know, they are very malleable. Shamefacedness. That's the feminine spirit that was pulled out from Adam.
You
know, look at a man. Even when he's wrong, he doesn't want to admit that he's wrong. He can look at you right in the face. You almost think you are the one who is wrong. But we thank God for our mothers. It's a special breed indeed.
Aiwai mando yechisikwa chamwari chakakosha.
And they show love.
Uye vanoratidza rudo.
So we are going to talk about Mother's Day.
Tichataura pamusoro pe zuva rana amai.
But for our title we are saying
asi pamusoro wedu tiri kuti
the undying and unconditional love of a mother.
Rudo rwana amai rusingafe. Uye rusina zvirango kana zviga.
A mother, okay, let me just backtrack a little bit.
Regaitimbodzokera kumashure zvishoma.
So when Adam and Eve were, when Adam was created and then Eve came on the scene,
Adam vakasikwa, Eve akazovaupo.
That's a woman and a man.
Tane murume nemudzimai.
So there are just two species, a man and a woman on earth.
Panongwane mhando mbiri dzezvisikwa izvi murume nemudzimai.
Of course, we hear people saying, yes, you can transgender, blah, blah, blah. But what we know from the Bible is there is a man and a woman.
And
a mother is a special breed of a woman. You can be a woman, but not a mother. We have seen some men, maybe, no, they've got a lot of sunburn, and they cannot walk straight, so they start walking like this. So they think maybe they are a woman.
Takaona varume vakawanda pada anenge akati tsukirei tsukirei obva atanga kufamba achitozvida akutoita segogoda akuti akuzita mudzimai.
You know, also sunburn, it affects your mental faculty. You sometimes might not realize who you are.
Unozati ukanyanya kutsva unogona kutovhiringika musoro otadza kuziva kuti ndiri murume here kana ndiri mukadzi.
That's it exactly. So it's but we are not even putting on a dress does not make you to be a woman.
Sorry,
a mother. Neither wearing a trousers, it doesn't make you a man.
Kana kupfeka mutrauze akuite kuti unzi uri murume.
That you know, Andidi.
Isu munozisiva kaizvo.
If you want, go even to these restrooms and you see where is, you know, they put the drawing of somebody in a skirt or a dress and another one in a trousers. Even if it's a woman wearing a trousers, I've never seen one walking where that is written or drawn. Yeah, amen, yeah.
Kana dzimba dzedu dzatinoenda kunovhotera dziya Andisati ndamboona munhu anopindamo achiona kamufananidzo kakararatidza kuti uyu munhu ane rokwe nepamwe pamufananidzo pane munhu ane mutodo asi kunyange kana mukadzi akapfeka mutodo anongopinda mune imba ine mufananidzo wemukadzi akapfeka rokwe.
Even if you want to go there, but nature itself, it tells you.
Kunyange uchida kupindamo asi masikirwo ako anotokuudza wega iwe.
Today we are talking about this special creature.
Nhasi tiri kutaura pamusoro pechisikwa chakakosha ichi.
Mother.
Chinonzi amai.
We may fail to preach about Mother's Day every day.
Tinogona kutadza kuparidza zvezuva ramai zuva rimwe nerimwe.
But we just want our mothers to know that we love you.
Asi tinongoudzana mai vedu kuti tinokudai.
I'm sure all men, all children, let's just give a resounding clap offering to our God-fearing mothers.
Ndotenda kuti varume vese nevana vese ngatingoomberai. Anamai vedu vanotya Mwari.
Especially mothers in the message, they are very special.
Zvikuru sei anamai vanotenda mharidzo yatinotendai vakakosha.
You might not know, understand, but you will understand it later.
Nogona utadza kuzvinzwisisa asi unozozvibata pamberi apo.
I heard this young girl.
Ndakanzwa musikana wechidiki.
When she got married,
pakachata,
she then realized that her mother was not ill-treating her when she was young.
Akazonzwisisa kuti amai vangu zvandaifunga kuti hutsinye wakanga husiri hutsinye.
She was on her post of duty.
Vakanga vachimira saamai.
We know when motherhood is broken,
tinoziva kana kuti tikarasikirwa neuamai,
we don't have a church.
Tinorasikirwa nekereke.
We don't have a nation.
Tinorasikirwa nenyika chaiyo.
We don't have morals.
Tinorasikirwa nehunhu chaiyo.
We need real mothers.
Tinoda anamai vechokwadi.
Who have time with their children.
Vanowana nguva nevana vavo.
To engrave Christian morals in them children.
Kudyara hunhu vechikristu muvana.
Don't you worry, it is your duty. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it.
Iwe basa rako ndere kungodzidzisa mwana munzira anofana kufamba nayo. Kana akura hazobve mairi.
Yoshebel, Moses' mother.
Yoshebel, amai Moses.
She was a servant.
Vanga vatorivo muranda.
And she was also doing that which was not on her key result areas.
Vakanga vachitoita iro basa rakanga risiripo pane yainzi job description yavo.
After doing everything that she was paid to do,
mushure mengo yapedza kuita zvose zvavanobhadhara kunzi vaite,
she would whisper to Moses.
Vainozevezera kuna Moses.
You are not an Egyptian.
Iwe hausi muEgipita.
You are a son with a promise.
Iwe uri mwana wevimbiso.
It stuck with Moses.
Zvakagara muna Moses.
So mother, train your child even when he or she is young.
Amai dzidzisai mwana wenyu musikana kana mukomana achiri mudiki.
Tell him or her you are not of this world.
Taurira musikana kana mukomana kuti hausi venyika ino.
Tell that girl how sacred her body is.
Taurira musikana kuti muviri wake unoyera.
Tell them don't scratch this earth.
Vataurirai kuti musapedze nguva pane zvenyika ino.
These earthly boys.
Vakomana venyika ino.
But tell them.
Vaudzei.
Wait for an eagle scream.
Mirirai kuchema kwamai chapungu.
That's a God-fearing boy.
Ndiye mukomana anotya Mwari.
When you engrave that to your child,
ukadyara izvi mumwana wako,
when he or she is old,
mukomana kana musikana akura,
those words will ring back in their minds.
Mashoko aya anodzoka mufungwa dzavo.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Tarashe ngari kudzwe.
The prophet says in the message, it shall be even as it was told me.
Mumaridzo yataurwa.
I'm sure this could be or my first time or second, I can't remember, but it could be my first time to quote from, paragraph one.
Ndotenda kuti kangava kekutanga kana nikarangarira handizive kuti nditore chinokorwa chemuprofita kubva paparagrafu yekutanga.
What's so special about our mothers? We start from the beginning.
Anamai edu vakakosha zvekuti takutotangira chinokorwa pekutanga.
The prophet says,
Profita anoti,
well, everyone thinks about their mother.
Zvino munhu wese anofunga amai vake.
You know?
Munoziziva.
I think mother, the good true mother, is the fifth gospel.
Ndinotenda kuti amai vakanyatsonaka ivhangeri rechishanu.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, mother.
Mateo, Marco, Luka, Johane, amai.
So we have got five gospels.
Tinemaya ivhangeri 5.
And mother, you are the fifth one.
Amai ndimi vhangeri rechi 5.
Mother gets them first.
Amai ndo vanotanga kuvawana.
That's the one who brings them up first is mother.
Anotanga kuvakudza pekutanga ndamai.
Mother's Day, the prophet says.
Mother's Day, profita vanoti.
Mother is so great.
Amai vakuru chaizvo.
You know, the first that receives you in this life is your mother.
Munhu anotanga kugamuchira muupenyu huno ndamai.
No one can touch you because you are conceived and she bears you under her heart.
Hapana anokubata nekuti iwewe mimba yako unenge uri pasi pemoyo waamai.
And she is the first to know you.
Ndo vanotanga kukuziva.
First two in this life to hold you.
Vekutanga muupenyu huno kukubata.
Then when you are born, she is the one, the first hands to touch and to wipe back the tears out of your eyes.
Zvino zvara unozvarwa ndivo vane maoko ekutanga kukubata nekukupukuta musodzi maziso ako.
She is the first one to pet you, ndivo vanotanga love you and to cool over you in this life is your mother.
Ndivo vanotanga kukubhabhadzira nekukuda nekukurera muupenyu huno ndamai.
Now I think there is not enough honor that we could give to a mother.
Tinotenda kuti hapana kutenda kana kukudzwa kwakakwana kwatingape ana mai vedu.
Mother is the first with the child.
Amai ndo vanotanga nemwana.
She is great responsibility of what that child will be.
Vane basa guru rekuti mwana uyu achazova chii.
Will be based upon the way that mother starts that child on the path that it must travel.
Zvino baba kuti amai vavo vatanga nemwana uyu sei kuti azowana gwara rekufamba naro.
And listen to the next.
Teererai zvinotevera.
Mother has that the responsibility from God.
Amai ndivo vane mutoro webasa uyu kubva kuna Mwari.
To place that child on the right road.
Kupinza mwana uyu mugwara rakanaka.
So you can see mothers that you have got such as big responsibility. Little touch.
Ndinotenda kuti ndosaka ana mai vane kamukabatiro kavo kakati siyanei.
If my mother is on her post of duty,
kana mai vari pabasa ravo chairo,
indeed this world can be controlled, or even the church can be controlled, because we will not have these lunatics.
Amai vakagara panzvimbo yavo pachokwadi nyika ino inogona kupinda mugwara kunyange kerekewo inokwanisa kupinda mugwara rakanaka.
She has a special touch.
Amai vane kabatiro kakakosha.
43, the prophet says.
Pa 43 prophet anotaura.
This is Mother's Day.
Mu Mother's Day.
You see,
maona,
a child listens to his mother.
Mwana anoteerera amai vake.
Some little touch about that mother that a child will listen to.
Pane kamwe kaitiro kaamai kanoita kuti mwana ateerere.
When it hurts,
kana zvichirwadza,
it will go to the mother for consolation before it will go to the father.
Kana mwana akarwadziwa anaenda kuna amai kunonyaradzwa asati aenda kuna baba.
So father, don't feel jealousy.
Baba musave negodo henyu.
To say why is child only going first to mother?
Kuti sei mwana achingotanga aenda kuna amai?
This is what the prophet is saying.
Ndoza taudzwa nemuprofita.
Because she was the first.
Nekuti ndiye wekutanga.
And there is some gift that God gives a mother to be that way. I mean a real mother.
Uye zvakare pane chipo chakapuwa naMwari kuna amai kuti vazvite nenzira iyoyo. Ndiri kureva amai vechokwadi.
Now I believe that mothers are honorable and godly.
Ini ndinotenda kuti ana mai vane rukudzo uye vane humwari.
Mother is important indeed.
Amai vakakosha zvirokwazvo.
You know, even you big men, fathers, when you cry,
imimi warume chikuru mno sati, pamunoto chema.
Even if I don't finish, you know what you say.
Kunyanga tika sapezi sa, mno zira imi zino itika.
Mother is special.
Amai waka kosha.
34, the prophet says, you know a man like Moses?
Mno zira muruma gata sa Moses.
If I will credit anything to his character,
kanandine munu haninga tenda pa unu wake,
it was because he had a God-sent mother.
Inyaye kuti aive na mai wakabva kuna Mwari.
You know, it was she that had prayed Yochebed and had longed for this baby.
Aishuvira mwana uyu.
Praise be the name of the Lord. We are talking about the undying and unconditional love of a mother. Unconditional is not you are doing something so that you get something in return. Unconditional means you don't expect anything in return. That is the love of a mother. And it is also undying, unending. I'm sure in your minds you can even, or you are even remembering or thinking of Mother
Oposam.
This is nature. The prophet says, Mother Oposam, I'm sure she was left with 30 minutes for her to die. But she said, I'm going to use that, those 30 minutes in a mean to save my young ones. Oposam is like a kangaroo.
Oposam,
so it packs its young ones in a pocket.
Imuka yakadaya kuita sekangaroo inochengeta vana vayo muchihomwe chainacho.
So when she was about to die,
pa yakanga yada kufa Oposam,
she walked. God guided Mother Oposam to go to the prophet's house.
Mwari vakatungamira amai Oposam kuti vasvike kumba kwemuprofita.
And with the last strength of her mother, she made her way towards the prophet's house. And when she arrived there, she stood there or slept there waiting for her turn to be prayed for. Until God spoke to the prophet to pray for Mother Oposam.
Kushikira mwari vazotaurani muprofita kuti vanamatire amai Oposam.
And when she was prayed for, she was healed, and she went away. And the prophet says, she almost like stopped, turned back as if to say thank you. That's mother's love. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet was talking about a renegade's woman, who, after giving birth to a child, will get rid or dispose of that baby. That's even lower than a woman. The word mother can never be spoken of such an one. If an animal mother
Oposam
sacrificed her last strength to go to be prayed for, I'll tell you the reason why Mother Oposam was going to be prayed for is not because she wanted to be healed and don't feel the pain. The reason was, if she was going to die, it meant the babies would die. So she was going there, the reason was, to save her young ones. Let's read what the prophet says in the message. God is making his promise. Paragraph 37. So the prophet...
Profita.
No, let's go to 67. Sorry, yeah, you're right.
And the 67.
Yes, the one that we had shown you, right? Where it says, but you know what? They call it in their heart the love for that baby. So the prophet had gone hunting with Beth, whom he said was such a cruel man, lizard-looking or eyed man.
And
but look at that.
Asitari Simoni.
The prophet was full of love. Yet he could associate himself with this cruel, evil, good for nothing, full of evil. So it disqualifies anyone who wants to find justification in hating his enemy.
Saka unobva washaiswa pembedzo iwe unoda kuti uvenge munhu anokuvenga.
Imagine you are going in the woods with somebody who is full of hatred, who is full of evil.
Impofunga kuti uri kupinda musango nemunhu akazara nehutsinye neruvengo.
Sometimes preaching might not even make somebody to repent.
You
will see from this mother's love brought something, somebody to Christ. So while they were in the woods, Beth had a whistle and he had a special way of blowing it. When he blew it that way, it will sound as if it was a phone, the young one of a doe crying for mother. So he blew it, and then the doe heard as if the phone was in trouble. And then she stood up, she was hiding. From danger, mother came out right in the open. Because her child was in trouble. The prophet says, that's when he's saying, the call in her heart, the love of that baby, she ignored the rifle. She walked right on it, trying to find where that baby was. It was in trouble. She was trying to find it, looking all around like that. Those big brown eyes and those ears, and knowing that the cross has had a scope that was laying across her heart, but she didn't care. There was a baby in trouble. She wanted to find where the baby was. It was a motherly love in her heart that called her to that. So she was looking at danger. But she said, it doesn't matter, danger or no danger, I have to face it because my child is in trouble. It was because mother's love was pushing her. It was unconditional. And now when this evil man Beth saw it, the first thing I noticed, Beth's rifle shaking. He threw the rifle down. He ran and grabbed me around the waist. He said, Billy, I've heard enough of it. I can't stand it no more. What was it? What got him? I led him to Christ. There he is a Christian. I said, what did it?
Ndikati chicha zvita.
What was it?
Chiko.
He saw the display of heroism.
Akawana, akawana kuratidzwa kweumhare.
He saw that mother's love that walked right in the face of that death.
Akawana rudo rwamai ruchibuda ruchitarisana nerufu.
No matter if it was a cry of a baby, she was willing. She would die no matter what it was.
Sanga zisina basa kuti kuchema kwemwana wavo vaitoda kuti vafe zvisina basa kuti chii.
The mother's instinct in her,
kusundwa kwa umai kwaive mavari.
Though any other the back or any would run, if run. But she was a mother.
Kunyange imwe nondo hono yaigona kutiza asi ii vanga vari hamai.
You know, that means quite a lot, brother and sister. Indeed, the male or back, for sure, I'm sure it did not stay. It ran away. But mother remained behind. Because mother's love is engraved in her. We need Christians like that who display Jesus Christ. That's right, the love of God in our hearts. Paragraph 27. The seal of the Antichrist.
Chisimbiso che Antichrist.
The prophet says.
Profita anoti.
Where it says love constrained her to walk in the face of death to protect that baby. So he's still talking about birth. To say it's love constrained her, that is the door. To walk right in the face of death to protect that baby. That you screamed like, I said, but one day there was a man come down from heaven. He heard the scream of dying people. He wasn't afraid to walk into the face of death. And he did it. Bet for you, there on his knees with hands in the air, he wept his way through till he found the Lord Jesus in his precious heart. And from a brutal wolf, he's just explaining how evil and how diabolic it was before he was converted. He became a lamp, and the Holy Spirit came to him. Praise be the name of the Lord. The Lord is so good in giving us mothers who have unconditional love. I'm sure you're also thinking about what the prophet tells us of that mother, who, when her house was on fire, she sacrificed her life to order to save her child. So when the house was on fire, the firemen, they came in. They were trained to extinguish fire. But they were afraid to go right into that house. But when mother came in carrying her two buckets of water, and saw that the house was on fire, and she knew her baby was inside, mother's love instinct caught a hold of her. She did not think twice. She started running right into the house. Some firemen were trying to compel her or to discourage her from going into the burning fire. They were pushing her or pulling her this way. But mother's love, it was pushing her towards the fire. Praise be the name of the Lord. She took a blank blanket.
Vakatora gumbeze.
Wrapped her face and her head.
Vakaputira kumesa
and through the fire she went.
Vakapinda mumoto.
Got a hold of her baby.
Vakatora mwana wavo.
Removed the blanket.
Vakabisa gumbeze.
Wrapped the baby.
Vakaputira mwana.
She sacrificed.
Vakatozvipira.
She said, "As long as my baby is safe, I don't have a problem. Even if I'm going to be burnt." Mother's love constrained her. She went out through the flames. She was burnt. Her face was disfigured. But her baby was kept safe. What caused her? It was mother's love. Praise be the name of the Lord. No wonder why. On the cross of Calvary, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord knew the burden what was before him. He knew it. He knew that the people were going to kill him. But he said, "Even though I know, I'm just going to walk the way." He took a hold of the cross up the hill. With the cross, Jesus went all the way. He climbed Mount Golgotha. He went Mount Calvary. He knew you wanted to be saved. I hate to be saved. That was the undying love, the unconditional love of my Savior. Praise be the name of the Lord. If we go back to the story of that little baby, she was saved. She grew up, went to college, and one day she was coming back home in a train when she disembarked with her friend. Her friend said, "Look at that horrible woman." And this little baby, now a grown-up girl, she felt ashamed to be associated with such a disfigured mother.
Akanyara kuti abatanidzwe na amai vane chiso chakatsva nemoto.
Mother with full of love.
Amai vazere nerudo.
Coming to hug or to embrace her baby.
Vachimhanya kunotambira mwana wavo.
And then the baby turned her back and walked the other way.
Mwana akafuratira amai vake akaenda.
It happened to be there was a man who was a neighbor when the incident occurred. And then he started the preaching.
Akatanga kuparidza.
He said, "Listen, I am a neighbor to this woman who was this or who has got such an ugly face." And he started explaining the incident that happened. And he started admonishing the little girl to say, "You are afraid or ashamed to accept your mother." But she got this scars on her face because she sacrificed to save you. You can just go back down again. Yes, exactly. We go down again. Okay, I think we've spoken about that one. You can go down again. Okay, look at that. Yeah. Exactly there. So, young woman, because that you are pretty today and your mother is ugly, is because that she was made ugly so you could be pretty. And now you are ashamed of her. That's the same thing I think tonight. You can preach all your creeds and your dogmas you want. But my Lord Jesus came, let's go down, yeah, from heaven in the form of sinful flesh and humiliated himself and came to the world with skin on and made fun of and mistreated and was wounded, bruised, and hang yonder on Calvary as a malefactor.
Vakauya pano vakapinda munyama, vakanyadziswa vakasekwa, vakarohwa vakakuwadzwa, vakarembera pamutsipa.
Robbing himself and coming down to become my savior because he died. I live.
Sembava vachizvinyima ivo vakadzika pano semponesi nekuti ivo ini ndinorarama nekuti ivo vanorarama.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are talking about a mother. And I know for sure when a mother kneels to pray, she brings heaven down. We want mothers to know that God listens to your prayer. How about a widow? A widow who is a mother, when she prays, she touches heaven. She draws the attention of heaven. And heaven has to come down and minister or change the situation so that what the woman or the mother once comes to pass. And I also want you to know, brother and sister, a mother is never ashamed of the condition of her child. A child can come home drunk. The mother don't like it, but it's still mommy's baby. Praise be the name of the Lord. I'm thinking of Auntie Jemima.
Auntie Jemima.
The prophet tells us his boy was suffering from a social disease. A social disease, but to mother, it was still mother's boy. We
are
looking for mothers who, when their children are wayward, they draw down heaven. They can cry before the Lord and say, Lord, you gave me motherhood. One characteristic of a motherhood is, when I cry, heaven comes on the scene. Auntie Jemima started praying. Okay, let's maybe. It's a precious friend of mine who gave me this. And who is looking at me. I'm sure he's not worried to say it came off. I'm sure God wanted it that way, so today we're going just to do it. I'm sure this is a meter, so we
are.
And from here to there, I think that should be around about. That's about 3-4 meters. So in as far as the whole protocols are concerned,
kana tiri kutaura pane zviri kudikanwa ne WHO,
we are maintaining that and we are observing that.
Aiwa tiri kuzvizadzikisa zvizere.
Are we still happy? And just to compliment you, I know you always keep your masks on. God bless you. It's always good to obey instructions from our government. And we also want to appreciate our trustees. They are handy, so if one comes without, so I saw one lovely sister, she forgot, or I don't know what happened. So when she was coming, they said, oh, I forgot my mask, and then our esteemed trustees, they sorted it out, and she is in church with their mask on.
Anukara vachikupa ima mask, ndaona ima anzadzi yakanganwa mask, baba wapuwa mask nema trustee, varikuropa fazuka, vari munom service.
Amen.
Amen.
So we are going to, yeah, we're keeping the social distance.
Tichange tichichengeteza zvinodikanwa neve mutemo kuti tisainde pajo nemumwe.
Amen.
Amen.
So Auntie Jemima prayed.
Auntie Jemima vakanamata.
So we are also saying when we are talking about the unconditional and dying love of a mother,
we
want mothers to realize and take their positions so that they know how to pray. We also want them to know that when they pray, God answers their prayer. So as she was praying,
Auntie Jemima vachinamata,
as a mother,
Samai,
I want to believe she was also courting before the Lord. To say, I am a mother. Mother's love is constraining me that this boy has to be saved. It touched me on this
Auntie Jemima.
Indeed, she was not really concerned about her boy dying. But she wanted the boy to be saved. When saved, even if he dies, no problem for her. Now that touched God. Now she was looking for a prophet. Now she said, I am Auntie Jemima.
Auntie Jemima.
I am looking for an Elijah, the prophet. All things work together for good. But Elijah, the prophet, was airbound. He was flying. But she was earthbound. But we want to tell you, brother. We want to tell you, mother. Your prayer will start to move those elements. As she is deeply engrossed. She is touched. She wanted her son to be saved. She started to pray before the Lord. Your duty is to pray. How it happens, that's not your duty. So when she prayed, oh, she went outside. She started, yes, to stop on the gate, waiting for the manifestation of her prayer. We are saying this morning, mothers, the prayer that you made, the prayer that you are making, even to you, Father, come to a time where you are standing still and you are saying, I'm waiting for the fulfillment of my prayer. Praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet didn't know when he went to board his plane. He thought he was just going straight home. But mother had prayed. When he was airbound, something started happening. Unexpectedly, a storm came in. Until the pilot, he tried to gain altitude. The storm was still there. He tried to lose altitude. The storm was still there. There was only one way to do. Imagine landing. As he landed down, the prophet went out. He was then being guided by the prayer of a mother. He was being told, you turn left, you turn right. I want to believe that's exactly what the soldiers of the cross were doing this morning. You turn right. Don't question if he says turn right. Turn right. Don't tell him The shortest distance is I should turn left. He knows the way. Even through the water. Don't go where there is a bridge. He wants you through the water. So the prophet went. Auntie Jemima was still waiting.
Auntie Jemima vakamira zvavo
on her gate.
Pagedhi ravo.
Waiting for the fulfillment of her prayer.
Vakamirira kuzadzikiswa kwomunamato.
And when the prophet arrived,
profita paakasvika,
she knew her prayer was being answered.
Vakatoziva kuti munamato wangu wapindurwa.
Good morning, person.
Mangwanani mufundisi.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Sarashangari kuzwe.
We want mothers like that.
Todana mai vakadaro.
Who believe in their prayer.
Vanotenda munamato wavo.
To say when they pray,
kuti kana vakanamata,
it is as good as finished. Praise be the name of the Lord. They went inside the house. And then the prophet asked the sister to pray. Oh, talk about praying. The prophet asking a sister to pray. And the sister vakatonja sakuita munamato.
And the mother really prayed.
Se munhu anoziva Mwari seshamwari yake.
As a woman who knew God as her friend.
A mother in need.
Amai vane chishuo.
Who pray a prayer that brings heaven down.
Vanonamata munamato unoburutsa denga.
Just about that time I heard him saying, "Oh mommy, mommy." She raised up and wiped the tears out of her eyes.
Vaka sumuka, vaka puguta misodzi kubapa maziso.
Yes, honey.
Hongu mudikani.
Who is this, honey?
Diana arikunzi mudikani.
The boy who was sick because of a social sickness.
Mwana komana angai nechirwere cheupombwe.
Mommy's baby is feeling better.
Mwana komana wamai akunzwa zviri nani.
Begin to pat him on the head.
Vakatanga kumu puruzira musoro.
Now that is after the prayer was made.
Mushure munamato waitwa.
After the prophet had also prayed.
Mushure mekunge muprofita anamatawo.
Then he said,
Zvino vakati,
Mama,
Mama,
it's getting light in the room.
Mama ndakona chiedza mumba.
It's getting light in the room.
Ndikona chiedza chichipinda mumba.
Sovereign love. When divine love has been projected to the heart of God, sovereign grace has to answer in its place. When I think that poor mother there, holding on with her prayer to God. And then what happened? God, through the grace, His grace, His mercy would begin, bring an airplane out of the sky and hold it to the ground to answer the prayer of a poor, ignorant, colored woman when divine love was projected. No matter how poor she was, how black she was, how yellow she was, what she was, when divine grace is projected, sovereign grace has to take its place. That love of that old mother there, how she cried. Oh, brother, when divine love is projected, that mother with a baby, yeah, 180 pounds, talking about the stem story still, but he was still her baby, laying, dying in disgrace. No matter how disgraceful he was, it was her baby. She loved him. That's mother's love. No matter how much disgrace he has brought, she still loved him. And if you can't forget your baby, no matter what, then how much More can God not forget you? Your names are engraved on the palms of my hand. A mother may forget her sucking baby, but never will I forget you. No matter what you have done, how far back you have gone, how much you have gone into, God still loves you. God loves you. Keep that love moving on. Don't let it fail. Precious be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mother's love, when it was projected, sovereign grace took its place. Praise be the name of the Lord. You know my favorite one. That Mexican woman
who
was holding a dead baby.
Anga akatakura mwana akafa.
She knew the baby had died. The doctor had certified 9 o'clock in the morning.
Doctor anga tonyora tsamba yekuseni kuti mwana afa.
That the baby had died.
Kuti mwana afa.
Now this is in the evening.
Aya amanheru.
And here she comes to the meeting of Brother Branham. And now, because of the press, she could not find room to go in or to in the prayer line. Let's read what the prophet says.
Oh, yeah.
There is a little Mexican woman down there with a dead baby. In fact, that was Billy Paul who was saying that. And Billy Paul come to me, my son, and say, Daddy,
akati baba,
you have to do something. You know, when a mother wants something, you have to do something. It is a tip for you mothers. Heavens, they have to do something when you want something done. That's what Billy Paul is telling the prophet. I'm sure they had negotiated and came to no conclusion until Billy Paul then had to say, Daddy, you have got to do something.
Baba,
there is a little Mexican woman down there with a dead baby that died in this morning. I ain't got enough ashes to hold her out of the line. If laying hands on that blind man give him sight, laying hands on that dead baby will give his life. She was Catholic and she... they couldn't hold her back.
Aivemudzimai wechikatorike kana kuisa maoko pamurume ari bofa asvinzunza maso ake vanhu vakatadza kumudzivisa.
And Brother Ipsnoza and them told her that with no more prayer cards you will have to wait till another night.
Ama Espinosa nevamwe vanga vaudza kuti hatisisina makadhi emunamato munofanira kumirira mangwana.
Listen to the response of undying, unconditional love of a mother.
Chitere munzwe zvakapindirwa nemunhu ane rudo rusina magumo rusina zviga.
She said, my baby is dead.
Mwana wangu afa.
He's been dead since morning.
Afa kubva mangwanani.
I must get in bed.
Ndinofanira kuti ndinamatirwe.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Sarashengari kuzwe.
And she was coming, prayer card or not.
Anga achitouya. Prayer card kana risipo.
Ah, brother, we need people like this.
I want to know that I saw.
Prayer card or not, I'm coming. Right time or no right time, I'm coming.
I see you.
And they lined up about 300 ashes there.
Vakamisa ma asha anomisa anosika 300.
Will 300 ashes scare a mother who's full of love?
Ma Asha 300 anga fundusira amai vakazara nerudo.
You can put scarecrows.
Munogona kutoisa zvinotyisa
zvinofundisa. You can even bring a gun.
Munogona kutounza pfuti.
When mother's love is pushing.
Kana rudo rwamai ruchisunda.
You are never able to withhold a mother whose love is pushing.
Aiwa mugone kudzivisa amai vari kusundwa nerudo rwamai.
I want to believe.
Ndoda kutenda kuti.
As the prophet has put it. The line of 300 ushers was like this, forming a stone wall to say she cannot move on. So the ushers were pushing her back, but the unconditional love was also pushing her forward. Talk about love, brother and sister. When love is projected, sovereign grace takes over. She got right under their legs, jump right on top of their backs, and run with the dead baby and fall down among them. Didn't make any difference to her. She was trying to get there. When a mother is so desperate, it doesn't matter what happens. We are looking for desperate mothers tonight. Who will call Jesus on the scene? If this little woman broke church order until Brother Branham had to tell them to say, I have seen a vision. I want to believe. This vision was not caused by the prophet. This vision was as a result of the undying, unconditional love of a mother. What's a challenge to you, mother? If you have something that you are in need of right now, show that unconditional love. Nothing will stop. Nothing will hinder. Nothing is forceful as the unconditional and dying love of a mother. The love was burning within her to say, I want my baby to be alive. And it happened. Mother's love brought back the life of the dying child. Praise be the name of the Lord. This is a Mexican woman. She is not well spoken of. But I also want to encourage you. Even if people don't speak well of you, but as long as you have that love within you, it will do wonders. It will draw the supernatural. Can a woman forget her sucking child? She can. But the Bible tells us,
as
the
Bible tells us,
I will never forget you. What a promise. You can take God at his word. You are saying, Lord, I am opening this scripture. You said you will never forget me. Have you forgotten me? Remind him. Cry to the Lord. The children of Israel. They were in Egypt. They were being made to toil and suffer. Mad dobbers, they were being called. But one day, they started crying. They started reminding God of a promise he had given 400 years back. Remind God of a promise that is lying dormant in the scripture.
Mugwaro.
You can open it.
Unogona kufura.
My God can read.
Mari wangu anoverenga.
There is a friend of mine.
Pate shamari yangu.
Who is called Hezekiah.
Anonzi Hezekiah.
When he received a threatening letter from Sennacherib.
Paka vundutsirwa na Sennacherib.
He took that letter.
Akatora tsamba.
He ran to the temple.
Akamhanya kutemberi.
He opened that letter.
Akavhura tsamba.
Put it and said.
Akaisa akati.
Lord, I know.
Ishe ndinoziva.
You have eyes.
Mune maziso.
You can read. Read what Sennacherib is saying. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. I want to tell you, my friend. My Lord read the letter that was written by Sennacherib. After reading that letter, he had a prescription written. He told Sennacherib. He told
Hezekiah.
I have heard what Sennacherib says. The threatening letter I have read it. Now listen to my words. I want you to go and go and sleep. I will do the miraculous. Praise be the name of the Lord. This is the God that we serve. He do the miraculous. He can do the miraculous. If he did it for
Hezekiah,
I believe he can do it for you. I believe even now when we are preaching, he can also do the very same for you. If he did it for Hezekiah, if he did it for the Mexican woman, he can also do it for you. Maybe you are saying, maybe these people were righteous. I'm thinking of Hagar. Hagar was a bond woman. She was a bond woman. And she gave forth a baby called
Ishmael.
But that was not according to the will of God. Now, with the passage of time, Isaac came on the scene. And then she was weaned. When they threw a party to win Isaac, Sarah saw that Ishmael was mocking. I am never mocked by the son of a bond woman. He made a mistake of mocking Isaac, the one with the promise. Sarah saw it and went to Abraham. He said, cast away this bond woman and her son. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
It was grievous in the sight of
Abraham.
But a mother had spoken. She had said, cast this bond woman and her son. Heaven heard it. The angel of the Lord had to come down and told Abraham, I know this is grievous, but do as what she has told you to do. Words from a mother. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hagar was chased away with
Ishmael.
Now I want you to listen to this one. Now they were given water. Remember, this was the Beersheba, the desert. There's no water.
Beersheba, kurenje, hakuna mvura.
Now, this is a bond woman, a mother.
Uyimuranda kazi, amai.
Now she realized her baby was going to die because there was no water. And she took the baby,
akatora mwana,
put it somewhere, a bow shot. She said, I can't hold it. I can't stand seeing my baby dying. She cried to the Lord. Brother, listen to this. We are talking of a bond woman. A bond woman is crying because she is a mother. She wants her child to live. Let's just put a pause on that one. Do you know who Ishmael is?
Ishmael,
Ishmael, these are the people who are troubling. The descendants of Ishmael are the ones who are causing havoc to the Jews today.
Zizukuru za Ishmael dozi rukutambudza majuda nasi.
Now, don't you worry, even if somebody ill treats you or even put poison in your food, don't you worry about anything. Everything is in God's hands.
Kana munhu akakushungurudza kana akakuisira chefu muchikafu, zvinhu zvese zviri maoko aMwari.
Listen to this.
Tererai.
If God had killed Ishmael, it means there was not going to be anyone troubling Israel even today.
Dai Mwari vakauraya Ishmael, dai pasina ari kutambudza vana veIsraeri nhasi.
But God had to send an angel from heaven.
Asimari vakatotumira ngirozi kubva kudenga.
And came and spoke to Haggai, a bond woman.
Vakatotaura na Haggai murandakadzi.
Why are you crying?
Uri kuchemei.
And she was shown water.
Akaratidzwa pane mvura.
And she went, took water, and gave to Ishmael, and Ishmael lived.
Akapa Ishmael, Ishmael akararama.
Brother and sister,
ama hanzadzi,
I just want to challenge you.
Ndoda kukudena iwe.
If God
kana Mwari
could send an angel
vakatuma ngirozi
to a bond woman
kumuranda kadzi
who has a child who is ill treating his chosen people even today,
anevana vari kushungurudza vasananguro vaMwari nhasi,
it makes you to receive anything that you want.
Chinoita kuti ugamuchire chero chaunoda iwe.
I can repeat that.
Ndoda kudzokorora.
If an angel of the Lord
was
commanded to leave heaven
akatuma kusiya denga
to come and save a bond woman,
kuya kuzoshumira muranda kadzi,
how about you, bride of Jesus Christ?
Zvakadika uri we mwenga wa Jesu Kristo.
You can say, Lord,
nokana kuti ishe,
it has dawned to me,
I wonder chekerwa,
that you sent an angel
kuti makatuma ngirozi
to minister to a bond woman
kuzoshumira muranda kadzi.
I also want my angel.
Ne ineniwo ndoda ngirozi yangu.
It's not iniquitous, brother.
Aiwa hakusikumhura hama.
You are talking to your father.
Ukutaura na baba vako.
You are talking to your maker.
Uri kutaura kune musiki wako.
And when you know your position,
kana uchiziva nzvimbo yako,
as a child, as a woman,
se mwanakomana kana mwanasikana,
you will be ministered. I believe it, you will be ministered. The problem is, we want to doubt even our very old God. God is faithful to his word. I am challenging you this afternoon. If you have a need, if you have a request, as we are saying the undying love of God, we are saying, I'm not waiting for it to happen tomorrow. The world has declared to say today, it is the World Mother's Day. I am not waiting until next year. I am waiting for it to happen today. Why?
Say,
because I was told the undying, unconditional love of God of a mother can push all walls down.
Kuti rudo rusingafe rusina zviga rwamai rwamwari runo putsa mashingo ese.
Sister Hetty Wright.
Sister Hetty Wright.
Sister Hetty Wright.
Sister Hetty Wright.
She had renegade boys.
Vaive nevana mipengo.
The prophet walks in. The presence of the Lord came down. There was such a high presence of the Spirit of God. Until says, ask anything that you will, it will be done. Look at the mother's love. She was poor. Or let's call it the poorest of the poor. A suggestion was given. If you want $1 million, you'll be given right now. But mother's love pushed her to say, I want salvation of my two boys. If you believe the prophet, and I know you believe it, he says immediately, immediately, the two boys came
Vakoma na maviri waka uya.
To where mommy was.
Pangapai na mai.
Immediately.
Pakarepo.
Not tomorrow.
Kwete mangwana.
Not next week.
Kwete sondoruno ya.
If it happened immediately.
Kana zwaka itika pakarepo.
Why are you putting your situation to tomorrow?
Kose uri kuti mindoro yako ino ya mangwana.
We are refusing those who want to put things for tomorrow.
Tirukuramba vanhu vanoda mindoro ya mangwana.
If you want tomorrow, I refuse that.
Kana uchida zvemangwana ndirikuzviramba.
We are talking of things that happens even now.
Tirikutaura zvinhu zvinotoitika kunyange iye zvino.
Mother's love when it is being displayed.
Kana rudo rwamai ruchiratidzwa.
Bet who was so evil.
Angaine utsinye.
But when mother's love was projected.
Asipaka ratidzwa rudo rwamai.
He was not saved the following day.
Ana kuponeswa mangwana.
But immediately.
Asipakarepo.
He raised his hands into the air.
Akasumudza maoko mudenga.
And said, "Lead me to Christ."
Akatitungamire kuna Kristo.
If you also want to be led to Christ.
Kana uchida kutungamirwa kuna Kristo.
This is your opportunity.
Tomukana wako.
If you have traits that disturbing you.
Kana une zviri kukukanganisa.
This is your time. This is your chance. Don't wait for tomorrow. But even now. We are saying even now. Brother and sister. God has respect for his word. While Peter yet spake. Those who needed the Holy Ghost. They received the Holy Ghost. Why push for tomorrow? What you can do today. I am challenging you. If you want to get it tomorrow, you won't get it tomorrow. Get it today. Get it today. We are challenging the spirits from the pit of hell. Even those that want to throw doubt. We are binding those in the name of Jesus Christ. We are saying, let the love of a mother push you to receive that which you are praying for. If you need healing of the body, let the love of a mother bring that healing to you. We are talking right now. If there is a mother here, who knows of anyone who is sick, just think of that person and say, Lord, I am a mother. I am a mother. I want that person healed. I want the blind to see. This is a mother. If Auntie Jemima, who was a mother, ground down a plate, what is more difficult? Grounding a plate or just saying to a sister, sister received perfect eyesight. You are saying, brother, you have a backache, receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. A brother who is having tummy aches. What's more difficult? Chance to say, brother, we are talking about third pool ministry. The prophet says, a brother visiting another brother who is a farmer and sees that his crops are burning. The brother is not going to pray, but he will simply say, brother, I see your crops are burning. I give you rain in the name of Jesus Christ. Eastly Tabernacle.
Eastly Tabernacle.
This is that time where you see somebody is in need. You don't pray for that. You go to him. You say, brother, in the name of Jesus Christ, I give you your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. It is possible. It can happen even right now. If you believe it, stand on your feet. Receive what you want in the name of Jesus Christ. We are telling the devil, Satan, you are defeated. Satan, you are exposed. And we bind you, those who believed. Receive what you have ask for from the Lord and tell that lying devil, it will surely come to pass. It will surely happen whether you want it or not. Oh, brother and sister, prayer card or no prayer card, I'm going to receive what I want. It is possible even right now. Praise be the name of the Lord.
How measure?
down his hand for me. Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way and was wretched and vile as could be. But my Savior above, he gave me peace.
Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the giver of everything that is good, thou God who knowest all things and rememberest thine very promises, Ishe tikarangarira kwatakabva, tikafunga pamusoro perudo rwenyu. Just thinking of this song, I was sinking deep in sin. But far from commonwealth of God, we were there in the mire of sin, but you loved us all the same. You loved us more than a mother could love a child. What a mighty God you are, we serve today. Father God, today, even now, Lord, my prayer is remember us, Lord Jesus. Remember us in our situations and in our conditions. The word has gone forth. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the desires. Some through the waters, some through the floods. Vari pano Mwari. Baba muri kumusoro kudenga Ishe. Tiri kunamata masikati anhasi. Tiri kukumbira tenzi. Imimi makati ndima mai vedu. Ishe wokururama hamutikanganwi. Nokuda kwekuti munoziva. Munotoziva zvatiri kupfuura nemazvivi. Baba muri kumusoro kudenga, ndinoisa mumwe nemumwe wevana venyu panguva ino, mukati menzvimbo ino, muchechi muno. Gamuchidzai Mwari. Gamuchidzai tenzi. Soruvhai maproblems. Vasoruverei. Baba, tasvika panguva iyo Jehovha. Tinoda kuona shoko renyu richizviratidza pakati pedu. Mwari makarurama. Tiri kushuvira sei upenyu hwaJesu Kristu huchipfakanya mukati mehana yomumwe nemumwe ari pano Mwari. Oh, tinotendeuka. Regererai zvivi, regererai kudarika. Kanganwirai kukundika kwedu. Tinoda kuona Mwari mupenyu. Ishe wokururama. Church, ine nzvimbo yokuratidzwa kwesimba raMwari. Mwari, ndinonzwa kuchema mukati memwoyo wangu. Ishe, kana zvine chekuita neni. Baba, kudzivisa kufamba kwesimba renyu. Tenzi ndinoreurura pamberi penyu. Kana aripo Mwari asiri kufamba zvakanaka. Baba, zvinosimudza kupokana nekusatenda pakati pedu. Mwari, ndoti mukanganwirei. Ishe wokururama, mwoyo wangu unochema kuona mapofu achipinda achibuda, kuona mawheelchair achipinda achibuda. Mwoyo wangu unochema Mwari. Inini muri Mwari wechokwadi. Oh God, matima mukanganwi, matima mukanganwi, hamukanganwi shoko richi. Burukai, burukai oishe pakati pedu Jehovha. Oh God Almighty, hatidi kuona vatadzi vachipinda vachibuda Mwari. Simba romweya mutsvene ngarivaite convict. Shoko raMwari ngarivabate semazvirokwazvo, riumbe upenyu hutsva Mwari. Jehovha muri Mwari, ndinokutendai neshoko raparidzwa pazuva ranhasi. I thank you for this inspiration. Amai vakanamata. Amai vakanamata kusvika zvakabata denga. Shaka zungu za mtunga wa mari. Ishe, has it a prophet, a praying mother can do more than even the prophet. God Almighty, give us more praying mothers. I want to appreciate you for all our mothers in here. I thank you, dear Lord, that you reward them dearly. Father God Almighty, bless your servant, our pastor, for this inspiration. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all that you do for us. Oh, what we can say, Lord, let your holy name be praised. Let your holy name be blessed. We are your very own. We thank you for your love for us that is undying, oh God. I know you will never cast us away, but Father God Almighty, you bring us to an unexpected end. Let our hope continually be in you. Let our trust be in you. Let our faith only be in your word. Believe, Father God Almighty, that all things are possible to them that believe. Lord, even as we go and depart, take your word, my Lord. Take your very word and anoint it to our very souls and perfect what is lacking in us, as it did in Moses, as it did in Paul, as it did in Peter and all those that have gone before us. I thank you this afternoon. Let your holy name be praised. Let it be blessed forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Jesus.
He formed my heart before even time began. I have a maker.
I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time.
Up at 3 o'clock. The admonition is bring your packed lunch. We have come to the end of our service. Let's pray for the service on Friday that the Lord will come and speak to our hearts. We stand on our feet. I know I cut your song. You can continue singing, then you give the dismissal song. God bless you. And we want to tell you, our mothers, we love you. Maybe let me just read what the prophet says. Somebody sent me this one this early this morning, that somebody that I love sent me this one. The prophet was praying, Lord, we would not by no means forget to thank you for real mothers. For we know that we have such living today, real, genuine mothers. God bless them. They are great treasures to us. And we pray that you continue to be with them. Lord, and may they live happy, and see the fruit of their womb serving God. God bless you.
He
knows my name.
Yeah.